Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. It happened outside an ATM in broad daylight. An unknown man jumped the driver of a Brink security armored truck.
Ooh.
He flashed a gun, and the driver got down on the ground and gave up the money, which is a smart thing to do.
Always get the money up, yep.
To add insult to injury, the armed robber then stole the driver's pants.
Oh, let's get the pants off him.
Those have to be some really nice pants.
Right.
Guy had a first date that night.
Does that mean there was a brief chase afterwards? Where's your pants?
He left the shoes and took the pants.
Right. Oh, that's the worst look. You got the shirt.
Yeah,
the underwear.
Right. The socks.
You look goofy as F. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Don't look cool walking the bank.
It's tough because you got your security shirt on.
Yes. Right.
Underwear.
Right.
No pants. Socks and shoes.
Different dress code here.
I'm guessing white socks, black shoes.
Right.
Yeah, not good.
He's on the brink of embarrassment.
Reports say he did it to ensure the guard could not retaliate.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. I just want to see him as on the ways. Oh, and the worst part, what kind of underwear is he wearing that day? Because you don't think he'd be like having no pants on. There's like rips in it or like, you know, really weird looking boxers. Yep. That's the
worst. Are you wearing right now?
Right now I'm wearing boxer briefs.
What color?
Black with the silver band.
A silver band?
Well, like grayish band, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, where's the band? Is it piping?
No, it's a band that goes up on top and then there's...
just the band?
Right, yeah.
The piping around the legs?
At the bottom, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's like gray and then black and then gray, yeah. Mm. That's how they come.
Oh, you could buy different ones.
I could, but that brand, that's how all of them are. If they're blue, they're that way. If they're gray, they're that way.
Oh, you can't get them just all of one color?
No, not this brand, no.
That would be a goofy look.
Right, these are Calvin's.
You go in with your black... silver piping underwear.
Right. But at least I look like a superhero.
Donnie, what are you wearing?
We're really getting to know each other.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Yeah. I have boxer briefs as well. They're gray. Okay. Yep, gray, black trim band. That's
You guys are almost matching.
Right. We're twinning.
We called each other.
We did. Opposite. We did. I said, what kind of underwear you're wearing? Donnie said, I'm wearing opposite. Yeah.
We split on a set from TV.
This is not a cool subject.
We didn't have a flubble reel until today.
Just now.
It was like an hour ago,
discussing underwears over here.
Why are you embarrassed by it?
Why is Justin, like, smiling right now?
All right, Justin, what are you wearing?
I've got annoying boxer briefs on.
Annoying? Okay. What, they're riding up on you?
No, they're fine. They fit great. They feel very comfortable. They don't have a fly.
They don't have a fly.
Who uses the fly, though?
Do you have them on backwards?
Yeah, I don't. You're right.
They're on backwards.
Yeah, it's got a fart flap on it.
Yeah, wait a minute.
It's got a
hole for my poop.
Right.
But nothing in front.
Right, or like, you know, for dates. I think I'm in prison. Why not put them on backwards?
Yeah, I have completely black boxer briefs.
Wow.
Mm.
The Calvin's?
Yes.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Most folks wear Calvin's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the number one brand.
They're very good.
Fruit of the Loom.
High quality.
Yeah, I used to wear Fruit of the Loom, but, you know.
Fruit of the Loom.
It's really bad. And you have, like, bad gas and all the guys leave. All the fruits take off.
All the little fruit guys from the commercial.
When you see the grapes going, dude.
We're out of here. Right. Then it become raisins.
Banana gets bruised.
Yeah, it's a brown banana.
Right, the apple's baked.
<It's> raisins.
What baked fruit?
That must be a parody spot somewhere on Saturday Night Live.
That's got to be a tough job being a Fruit of the Loom guy.
Yeah.
Yep. Especially on beer night.
Police are still looking for the guy.
Wow.
So good for him.
Yeah. Chasing the pants.
What color were the pants? Right. You put on an APB on the pants.
Right. Look up some Brink's pants.
Yeah, to add insult to injury, a witness filmed the pant removal.
Oh.
Which wasn't a smooth process.
Oh. Well, it never is.
You're witnessing a robbery, and you get your phone out.
That's right. Yeah.
Call 911 if you want to pull your phone out.
There's a thought.
This poor guy is getting his pants stolen from him.
Right, right. And if you're wearing your shoes, trying to get pants off, wearing shoes.
That's a problem.
It's clunky. It's very clunky. Yeah.
The thief started tugging the driver's pants off, but then had trouble getting them off and the driver had to help him.
Oh, Lord. This whole thing just sounds bad.
This is,
just take the money.
Sad.
Just take the money.
Yeah, just take the money and go.
Let the guy have his dignity.
What are the top cheating professions according to a divorce attorney? What do you think?
I was always told police officers.
It's on the list.
Yeah.
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 Lawyers.
Lawyers not on the list.
Really?
Mm.
Huh?
I didn't make the list. I'm
slick.
Just telling you what's on this list.
They're slick.
Yeah.
They always find a way to get out of it, yeah.
All right, let's play this divorce attorney.
Who do I see as my frequent flyers? Speaking of flying, number 5, pilots and flight attendants. Number 4, men in the military. Number 3, bartenders. Number 2, police officers. And number 1, firefighters. For sure. Don't take this as legal advice, but if your husband does one of those 5 occupations, there are frequent flyers.
Can't control that hose, huh?
I don't think firefighters are number 1, do you?
Not number 1, no.
I don't know if she says men in the military, not women.
Yeah.
Women in the military don't cheat?
Yeah, come on.
Pilots, I could see that.
Yeah, pilots. That used to be number 1 at one point.
I would think that's number 1.
Commercial pilots are in a different place all the time. You fly a plane.
The time.
You make
money. You're with these flight attendants.
You make money, yeah.
You all check into the same hotel.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
What do you want to do? Right. Let's go down to the bar for a drink.
Right. I need her over. Yep, exactly. Right.
What's that?
Okay, we're going to be in the hotel room and rendezvous and over.
That announcement made no sense.
I'm not a pilot, so yeah. I also didn't want to get dirty.
What's that?
I didn't want to get dirty. I couldn't think of anything.
That's probably it,
basically,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You had nothing.
It was a good premise,
you
but
had nothing.
It petered out, yes.
Pilots, military men, bartenders, police, and firefighters. You want to take an informal Chaz and AJ phone poll?
Always.
Here's the deal. Call in and tell us the profession of the person who cheated on you.
Okay.
203-882-9757. Have you ever had anyone cheat on you?
Yes, I did.
They
were a waitress.
Waitress.
They were
all
waitress,
right. So
yes.
Let's put waitress on the list.
Waitress, yes.
All right.
Bar waitress, yes.
We're writing bar waitress?
Bar waitress, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that kind of a bartender or is that just a waitress?
Waitress.
Is that what it's called? A bar waitress?
Yeah, she was a waitress, yeah.
At a bar?
Yes, exactly.
Would she serve food?
They serve food and they serve drinks.
That's a waitress.
Right. Okay, it's a waitress.
Okay.
Like a cocktail waitress.
Oh, is she a cocktail waitress?
Oh, several.
It's kind of in her title.
There it is. Several.
It's in her title.
Yeah, apparently, quite a few. Quite a few cocktails.
All right, what are we writing down here? Waitress?
Let's just write waitress, okay.
We're just going to write waitress.
Yeah, go with that.
Okay. This girl who cheated on me, gorgeous. She was she worked at Walbaum's, supermarket. Do you remember them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Right, produce?
She worked at the seafood counter.
Wow.
She saw food. She took it.
Yeah, she got crabs a couple times.
That doesn't even, is that even a category?
Does she feel clammy?
Seafood counter?
I'm sitting there like, so many jokes. None of them are good for the radio.
Yeah, don't do it. Maurice in Stanford.
Hey, guys. Giant fan. But
thank you.
I'm amazed politician wasn't on that list.
That is a good one.
I think it's implied.
That's well, a game. I know. I would think so.
They screw everybody.
You got to wonder.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen that movie, Charlie Wilson's War? I mean.
No.
That's a great. Oh.
I'm going to read the book.
Got to watch that, guys.
Yeah.
It's a great book, too, probably. Hey, have a great one, guys. Love y'all.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Call in the profession of the person who cheated on you, 203-882-9757. Mine would be more like supermarket worker.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. That seafood girl. I called her Red Lobster.
Supermarket worker.
So she had hot butter.
Yeah, I hear all kinds of things going on at the supermarket.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know about now, but.
Right. Well, they go and only get a half hour break, so, you know, I do something. Eat your sandwich 10 minutes.
You only have a half an hour break.
Eat your sandwich 10 minutes or 20 minutes to kill.
We all get half hour breaks. Should be men and women.
Do you want paper or plastic?
Women cheat as well.
Yeah, ribbed or not ribbed.
Ribbed or
what about you? Donnie?
Oh, I've been with the same woman for 22 years, so I gotta go back a ways. Probably, I would just say student, you know, high student. School thing.
Oh, student. You
know? Right.
Okay.
Studied hard. Yep.
That's it.
Student.
Mm. Midterms.
Got student, waitress, supermarket worker.
Right. Seafood girl.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah, my wife cheated on me with, she was a waitress.
Oh,
got another waitress.
A waitress, yeah.
A bar waitress?
Well, whatever you want to call it. You know, she was a waitress, and, you know, she served drinks. You know, when you sit at the table at the bar instead of sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
Right. You're on the high top.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, she meets, and then, you know, and then they, all the girls go out drinking after they get out.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, my wife would get home at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
You know, so,
and you're like, where were you? I was out with the girls. It's like,
smelling Old Spice and pot.
When someone's dead?
Yeah, right. No, I guess. I don't know.
All right, let me change this to cocktail waitress.
It was at the end of our marriage.
You knew it was coming?
Right.
Yeah, I was on the couch. I was already,
All right, you were already evicted, sort of. Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe he put himself on the couch.
She was a Russian girl, so
Russian.
They all cheat.
See, Russian through everything.
Oh, all Russian women cheat.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Dave Gump talking to you.
Okay.
You know who I am, David Gump. You call me Dave Gump.
Oh, Dave Gump.
You know,
Forrest
Gump.
Okay. Because you've been around the world,
exactly.
And you have stories.
Yeah, many hats. Yes.
When I was living in the Soviet Union, I met a girl in Uzbekistan.
Right.
And then she came back to study English, and I ended up hooking up with her, and we got married, and we were together 11 years. And then,
that's tough. Then,
was her name Ivana Humpalot?
Yeah. No, it was, her name was Kachakakov.
Okay.
Oh, long line, yes. Very short family.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's not bad. Yeah. All right,
so we're going to change it to cocktail waitress, and we have two in that category now.
Yes.
All right, so you.
They're leading.
And we got student, we got supermarket worker.
Dave Gump, yes.
Luann and Seymour.
Hi, good morning.
Morning. Morning.
Love you guys.
Thank you. Love you.
So I was married to a tow truck operator.
No.
Really?
And he cheated. Yeah.
With a customer?
Yeah.
No. Well, she wanted her car back, so. They have a credit card, so.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that.
Well,
you're stranded.
Right. Exactly, right.
Next thing you know.
Working all night. You know? Yeah, picking up toes. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. Well, you have good cover. You could say, just the phones. I don't know. Yeah. People are just breaking down tonight.
Tow truck, you know.
Yeah.
Toes and hose.
How did you find out? Wait, hold it. Toes and hose. That's an excellent name for a business.
Yeah.
Toes and hose.
That's great.
That sounds like a weird social media site, actually. A fetish site. Toes and hose. How did you find out?
I found out after the fact, after we were divorced and everything else, it came out that he was
quite the
shining armor for quite a few people.
Oh, after the divorce.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's not what I meant when I said hook up.
Exactly. Confiscated her.
All right. Thank you, Luann. We're doing an informal phone poll here.
Yep.
Call in the profession of the person who cheated on you, William in Southampton.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Got cheated on.
I wonder why.
yeah. Thanks. No, a software engineer.
Software.
She switched to hardware?
Yeah.
She found his hard drive.
Right, exactly. He had a floppy disk. I had to open a new file.
Software engineer.
Yeah, pretty much.
She came home, she gave him a virus, and every time he hit P, it burned.
Control-Alt-Delete.
I apologize for these guys.
We're idiots. You know when you called here.
Yeah, you knew when you called in what you were going to get.
It's a good laugh.
Yeah, it's over a long time
ago. How did you find out?
Yep. I kind of searched. I had a feeling, you know, message apps, was able to get onto a message app that we shared. She kind of tried to hide it. I found it. And kind of descriptive, he didn't know. I ended up talking to the guy a little bit, and he said I should get into intelligence services. But, yeah, I just kind of had a suspicion and looked it up.
It's interesting how sneaky people can be when dude, they're doing that.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Software engineer. I doubt we'll get another one of those.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Thank you. Oops. Pat in Waterbury?
Yeah, I'm right. here.
What do you got?
Personal training.
Personal training.
I can see that.
Yeah. Right.
That has to be high on the list.
Yeah.
That is actually high on the list.
Right.
If it's not, it should be.
Jennifer and I were working out in the weight machine, and I was, like, showing her how to do, like, proper form on something, and you have to get close. And then,
right.
And I said to her, I'm like, I could see how
this could happen.
These things happen.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, like a bartender, they tell you everything.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And then, you know, you get them 10.
So this divorce attorney made this TikTok, and it's her list of top 5 cheaters.
Yes.
Pilots, flight attendants, military men.
Right.
Bartenders, police, firefighters, number one.
Uh-huh.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, you know, they run the buildings.
All right. Our phone poll is cocktail waitresses. And then it's a tie.
Yeah.
After that, supermarket worker, student, tow truck driver, software engineer.
No.
Sean and Nugatuck.
Hey guys, how are you guys today?
Hello.
Good, thank you.
Hello.
AJ, you're great. You're funny. I love you.
Thank you, man.
So my wife.
What about the rest of us?
He loves you too.
I love you as well.
What about
you're the
Justin?
Best morning show in the world.
What about Ruth over here?
You know, I love Ruth too. She's great.
Donnie's been working hard for us for the last 20 minutes.
He has. We got to spread the
all right,
love.
Just kidding. Go ahead, man.
We got to spread the love. We'll cheat on you.
So my wife was a general manager for a pizza place.
Oh boy.
And she cheated on me.
With a customer, coworker.
No, it was actually somebody she met on the internet.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
That means she was like hunting for it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't just happen through, we're together every day, we're sharing information,
right,
we're
building
a rapport.
She's got a bunch of meatballs at the restaurant, yeah.
Right.
Yep. Different.
She's got apps.
Yeah, this is, where did she go, on some dating site or something, or?
I have no idea. I think it was Facebook, to be honest.
Was this an old friend or someone from school?
No, it was just somebody she randomly met.
Wow. How did you find out?
I kind of spied on her phone, and I looked at her phone, and then I could just tell by the way she was acting. She was acting all weird and stuff. So
your gut tells you everything.
Yep.
You know when it, you know. You just know.
Yep, I just had the feeling. Yep.
Well,
I found out when someone gave me her underwear.
Oh, right. I remember you telling me this story.
I'm like, oh, what do you know?
Sean, thank you. All right, well, that wasn't someone you were going out with. That was someone that you wanted to go out with.
I was seeing.
Had you had sex with her?
No.
No.
I was seeing her. No, apparently.
In your mind, you were seeing her.
She didn't need to. She had sex with somebody else.
Mark in Waterbury.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. Hey, how about homeless? Would that count as a profession?
It's not really a profession.
Right.
It's what you do when you don't have a profession.
Yeah, your downtime, yeah.
You're a professional.
Right.
Yeah, my girl, she ended up in the homeless shelter because she couldn't stay at night, because I'm with my parents right now. They're in their 90s.
Yeah.
And so she couldn't stay at the house, and she got evicted. So she ended up in a homeless shelter. So she took off with one of the homeless guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, common bond, the whole thing.
I'm a toolmaker. I make a good living.
Right.
And she wants to be a professional homeless.
Wow. Okay.
Well, why wouldn't she live with you and the parents?
Right.
And your parents?
My parents wouldn't allow it. Old Italians, Catholic.
Gotcha.
And Yeah. I was like, no, we would have to get married.
Is this your
wife? Got married.
Wow. Real fashion.
And you decided to move in with them and leave her behind?
Well, no. She was living with her ex-husband. He was in a wheelchair, so she was
these
kind
are
of taking
fascinating.
Care of him.
This is a story.
No, man. These are...
This is a country song.
Like, I always think of... It's not a country. This is a weird... This is a Seinfeld episode.
This is a series on Netflix.
Yeah.
What's the deal?
Right. This is... No, but we all think of relationships as this linear thing. It's this guy and the girl or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And they live together, uh-huh. And it's just that. But, you know, this is... So she... was living with her ex-husband.
Yeah.
You're living with your parents. Yeah.
You're covering an awful lot, by the way.
Yeah.
Guy in a wheelchair, homeless, parents, all this stuff.
Right.
You and your tools. Yeah.
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 Dude, you should write a screenplay.
Seriously, man.
That is something.
Yeah.
So, cool. Wait, her ex-husband she lives with is in a wheelchair?
Yeah, and she was taking care of him, but they ended up getting evicted because the lady wanted to sell the house.
Ah, it sucks.
Oh. She was living in my van. I got a conversion van.
Did she sell the house? Because I'm looking for a project house. No,
hey, why not? Right, babe?
I'll add a layer to the story. You know, then Chaz bought the house.
Lemons, lemonade, you know how it is.
you need one of those string boards to follow this story.
Seriously?
Like, this is string going to the picture.
Yeah, right. It's one of those detective maps.
Match the animal.
All right, so what did she do before she was homeless?
She was working at a store.
Supermarket worker.
No, one of those clothes stores, like at the mall.
Ah.
Was it Toes and Hose?
Macy's, not Macy's.
It's okay. The new sandal shop.
Yeah. All right. All right, Mark. So. We're going to write this down. Yeah. Thank you, brother.
Anyway,
appreciate it.
Yes.
And I hope you're...
Thank you. I love you guys.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing by your parents.
And you're much better off.
That was the Chaz and AJ Two Roads Road to Ruin call of the day.
John and Shelton.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
I was a nurse, Chaz. I was a nurse.
A nurse?
A nurse.
Wow. Yeah.
Took your pulse?
And it was an oncology nurse, so...
Wow. Okay.
Were you in bad shape at one point, or
this was your wife?
No, girlfriend.
Well,
we were living together.
Right.
Okay, girlfriend living together, oncology nurse, and right. Who with a coworker?
No, with her ex.
Her ex. Bastard. Yeah. He's back again, like a bad soap opera.
How did you find out?
This was like back in probably early 2000s, and when everybody was just doing email through regular computer. And then one night she would work nights and I clicked on the email and her email opened up.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a list of emails back and forth to her ex, like, oh, I miss you. I want to be with you. Right. Blah, 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 you know, and all this.
Yeah, apparently. Well, college was the only thing she was on.
You know, that's a good time to find it.
Yeah.
I miss you. I want to be with you.
Right,
that's
right,
a better
right.
It's better to find it then than,
right.
Boy, last night was amazing, wasn't right. it?
That's your type back. I have a disease.
On the show right now, Scott Stapp, lead singer, songwriter of Creed.
All right.
With all the things you have to do, how do you find time to talk to us?
Man, I always make time for you guys, brother.
See, thank you, brother.
I knew that. I felt it in my heart.
Creed coming to Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater August 6th for the Summer of 99 tour with Tonic and Finger 11.
Wow.
We have to talk to Scott about Higher Power, the new solo album.
Nice.
But first, you know, everyone's wanting, like, the question we get asked the most is, all right, so Creed's coming to Bridgeport. Is Scott in the band? And the answer is...
If I'm in the band, I've always been in the band, brothers.
Exactly.
There you go.
It's Creed with Scott Stapp.
Right.
Creed can't exist without me.
See?
I agree.
See? I knew that.
Creed is only us. It's all positivity and love within the band. And
that's great.
We're riding this wave, man, of positivity that the world is showing us right now, and we're so excited to get out and just... do it all over again.
Well, you guys met in college, and then you become the biggest band on the planet.
Yeah.
And things happen, and you need a break. So you took a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That, you know what? That's the best way to characterize it, because it's the truth. And I think it was good for all of us, man. We all are creatives, of course, by nature, and we all went on to continue to pursue our passions in other areas, and it's worked out well for everyone involved. And you know, here I am today talking with you guys about a new record, Higher Power. You know, with a top 10 single and on tour, and a Creed tour to boot, man. So I am blessed and just very grateful for everything that's happening right now, and you know, just trying to enjoy every minute of it and stay healthy so I can deliver.
Excellent. We're talking to Scott Stapp, lead singer songwriter of Creed, coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater August 6th for the Summer of 99 tour with Tonic and Finger 11. That's a pretty wild year.
Yeah.
So a Creed tour, a Scott Stapp album.
Right. Busy.
It's a lot.
100%.
Very busy. It's a lot.
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's good stuff. You know, I look at it like this. It's making up for lost time.
Yes.
You know, and so it's just one foot in front of the other, and I'm very, very proud and excited about my new record, and you know, we've talked about it within the band that, you know, rising tide raises all ships, and we support each other's work tremendously. And so, you know, we're able to get out there and play the Creed shows and the Creed songs you know, give that to the fans, and then as well share what we do outside of the band, which the fans have been so appreciative and receptive of and connected with as well. So it's a good time for Creed and to be a part of Creed and the love that's going on within the band and how it's reconnecting, because it's just all good stuff, like I said.
This first ever duet that you did with Dorothy, the song is called If These Walls Could Talk, and it's about falling from grace and the long journey back. Does that have anything to do with your experience with Creed or your personal life? What's that about?
You know, I think it has many, you know, you could articulate the meaning to that in various ways. As human beings, you know, we go through things in life. We have our highs, we have our lows, and, you know, in any tragedy or struggle in life that we've endured and found ourselves alone in, you know, I think that song really is kind of characterizing that experience, you know, in feeling that, you know, if only people knew.
If only they knew what?
You know, the things that go on that many people suffer in silence over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, because there's a lot of people that suffer in silence, you know, and I think that song is really articulating that suffering in silence period that a lot of us experience in life. And so, you know, I hope that song resonates with folks out there and connects with people and lets them know they're not alone. You know, it's okay to pick up the phone and reach out for help. And I was blessed to have Dorothy join me on that song. I think she did an incredible job, and it's really a song that I'm proud of. And again, hope it resonates with people. And it seems like it has been.
Talking to Scott Stapp, lead vocalist and songwriter of Creed, coming to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater August 6th, Summer of 99 tour with Tonic and Finger 11.
Cool.
Just released a solo album called Higher Power. Scott, do you remember just like not last summer, the summer before you guys played at the Milford Oyster Festival?
I sure do. I will never forget that show. It was an incredible show, and a lot going on behind the scenes. And I won't forget it because it reminded me specifically, you know, just the power of music and how not only is it a conduit to connect with people, but even continues to be something that's healing, motivating, and provides me just an energy and a way to express myself that I'm so grateful for.
So my wife, Jennifer, big fan of yours, followed AJ and I up on stage for us to do the intro for you guys.
Yeah.
And as she was up there videotaping us and the crowd that was there to see you, and they were all fanatical and ready and psyched to see you, her dress blew up. And as she was so embarrassed when she was walking down the stairs, she walked right by you and didn't even know that she was walking by you, which is probably a good thing because she probably would have attacked you, like in a good way. So,
oh, goodness. I don't recall that. So tell her not to be embarrassed.
Okay, good.
You know, things happen. But anyway, I just remember that being a very good show on a lot of levels, and look forward to getting back there again. You know, the energy from the crowd was incredible.
Connecticut loves you.
Love your town, man. Love Connecticut.
Would you mind saying hi to Jennifer?
Hi, Jennifer.
There's her ringtone.
Yep, there you go. See?
Well, Scott, thank you so much for making time for us. We're looking forward to the show at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport, August 6th. Higher Power, the new album, is out now. Unbelievably awesome, man. You're firing on all cylinders, brother. I hope you are proud of everything that's happening and excited about it.
Thank you guys so much. Let me tell you, God is good. And I'm grateful, man. And thank you for supporting me and Creed all these years. And I appreciate your time.
I can't tell you how many times I listened to that album, My Own Prison, over and over and over. That is a masterpiece.
It really is.
Masterpiece.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
All right. We'll see you in August.
All right. We'll see you in August, guys.
I
appreciate
good.
The support on the new record, too. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank Higher you. Power. Thank you.
Okay, so I've had a long, terrible few weeks, which leads me to my top five do's and don'ts of funerals.
Okay.
So these are the five things that should be done or not done if you're having your funeral. So when everybody's thinking about planning their funeral, use this list as a guide. Okay.
We're gonna put the fun in funeral.
Right. This is gonna change funerals as you know.
Oh wow.
Okay. Go. So number five, no randoms. This is the key. The only people speaking should be people who you know, right? Unless you're crazy religious.
How many people should speak?
Oh, as many as you want. My funeral is going to be from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., and everyone should be able to speak. So a lot of people listen to this radio station.
I'm leaving early to beat the traffic. I heard folks are lining up for this.
A lot of people who listen to this radio station remember Sam, who worked here for years.
His
funeral was the best funeral I've ever been to because it was an open mic, and everyone was able to speak and say something. Now, the issue is you got to have a light. You got to have somebody be like, okay, your time's up.
Yeah, you got 5 minutes, you got 10 minutes.
I think everybody gets like 5 minutes, like and then my daughter gives them
five
the light.
5 minutes is a long time.
All right, so some people that are she'll have to know.
The radio people get 5 minutes.
Right.
And then civilians get
two to three.
Right.
One.
One minute.
My younger daughter, who's not good live, she gets 2 minutes. You know, whatever. Something like that. Right. Yeah. So that's the way it should function. So it's only people who know you. So no random priest, no pastor, no somebody from the funeral home who, like, fake knows you and interviews the family beforehand. No, they're out.
Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah, a ton. Especially lately, in a lot of funerals I've been to lately, it's just like a priest who has interviewed the family but doesn't really know the person.
Oh,
I
then they're
it.
Speaking. Well, they're the first ones to speak.
Right. And they don't get to speak. I just want people
no
who
priests.
Know me. Right. So no priest. So if it's you two or a priest, you two should speak, and the priest stays home.
Well, at Chasper,
you mean you two, the band, or us?
You two, the band, is also allowed to speak.
Bono's allowed.
Bono gets 10 minutes.
Well, Chaz will talk. I just go yeah a lot.
Right. Just make noises in the background.
You just say right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Right.
Or you scream like my name, like
exactly.
you do for the LeClaire commercial.
Right.
It could be that.
Yay!
Right. It'd be great. All right. Number four, got to be open casket. It's gotta be.
No.
It's not real unless I see you.
What if you die in a fire?
Okay, there are exceptions. If I get decapitated, if I get shot in the face, if I die in a fire, sure. But if I die just a regular, I have a heart attack, right? Which is certainly what's going to happen.
Never going to happen.
Right. So
Three, two, one.
I just drop dead. I want to be opened up because I want the people to know I'm really in there. Maybe it. I mean, who knows? The funeral home screws up. You got to see them.
See what I want.
That's the closure. That's the last step.
Right.
What I want is I want it closed, and I want the sound of Pop Goes the Weasel playing.
Then you pop out.
Just keep
on
playing.
Just put yourself in a toaster.
Just keep on playing over and over again.
I like that better.
And everybody keeps on wondering when, and then just stops, and then.
Yeah.
I just don't like the idea that there's a box there but you can't open it. You don't know if they're really in there, and it doesn't seem real.
People need to see it really is over.
Right. Oh, and now, right. Now, please tell the funeral home, don't make me up to look the way I do.
No,
I don't want to look plastic. I don't want to look like a wax figure. Now, I know my kidneys and stuff will be in a jar somewhere, but like I want to look like this. Well, actually, like I was 27. If they could do that,
you look dead ready. You do look kind of white. We'll add some color.
Yeah. Maybe they could take a little self tanner. That would be okay.
I think everyone should sign your face like you fell asleep at a kegger.
Even funnier. Let's have a time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's even cooler is that you have a closed ride and you hear.
Sound effects.
That's hysterical. Let me out.
Right. Number three. Have a playlist. So if the funeral is a few speakers and a lot of people standing around, or the wake is like basically people standing around, there should be tunes and it should be your favorite songs. So when you make your will, if you don't have a will, it should have a list of your big 20. Your 20 favorite songs of all time.
Wow.
So the people that are in charge of your funeral will play your favorite hits. So it's not the terrible funeral parlor music. Because you don't want to be in a situation where you're dead and all these bad songs are playing. It should be your favorite songs.
Oh.
First of all, you should have a funeral playlist.
Ready to
like
go?
Like I do.
You have one ready to go?
Oh, I have one.
That's dark.
Oh, I have
it's
one.
Dark. That's, that's dark. Dark.
No one's picking the music. You're a playlist
right.
maker.
Got to have a
it
playlist.
It has to be you made it.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I'm in a funeral parlor, and it's these random songs, and you say to yourself, well, they didn't like this song.
Right.
It's got to be the songs they
he would never play this song.
He hates this one.
You know what worked for me? If we play all the songs from AJ in a Box.
No, they should play like Dawkins and Rat. And
Mason
all
Ramsey into, you know.
All right, we're taking notes.
Right. Like, we're going to play this back.
I want you bastards to suffer as much as I did.
And it works because you're AJ in a Box
over
again.
Over and over again. Right. Like a loop.
Oh.
A loop.
Number two. Got to go to the graveyard. Same deal as the open casket. I want to see you, or I want the people to see me go into the ground. So I'm positive the funeral home didn't like throw me off Route 8 or whatever, okay. Right? There has to be a ceremony or something at the graveyard where they lower me in.
What song's getting played as you get lowered down?
Where the Streets Have No Name. It's a perfect song, right? Because where am I going?
Wouldn't Burn in Hell by
also works. Burn in Hell by Grim Reaper.
Burn in Hell.
Or Twisted Sister.
Justin?
I wanted the Live by Pearl Jam.
Oh, right. That's good, too. That works,
very
too.
Good.
And that part is the only part that should be sad as hell. I want that part
going down into the ground.
Oh, I want it to be the most grief. I want everybody around bawling and wearing veils.
Women throwing themselves
all dressed in black.
Oh, Keith is so great. And throwing all the dirt and flowers. I want it to be the most movie scene ever.
People have to be dragged away.
Yeah.
Would grenades work?
I want people to throw themselves on the casket. Like, don't go, Keith. Right. Oh. Right. I need it. That's what I need.
Okay. That's good.
Right.
And number one, the after party has to be open bar. If you've come to say goodbye to me, you deserve the top shelf booze. You can have Kettle One. Go crazy.
Nice. Kettle One, really?
Food and
Kettle
booze.
One top shelf?
No.
Grey Goose?
Grey Goose, dude.
They're the same. These are the same.
It's Grey Goose. You want Grey Goose.
Yeah, that's fine.
You want smooth.
You can all have Grey Gooses on me.
Because the same people who are crying as you're being lowered down are bitching if you have Kettle One.
Right. It'll be better than Tito's. Isn't it Tito's? And then the next tier is Kettle One?
Because what will happen is after we seal you in there, we're all going to be on your grave.
That seems mean. I guess that would be after the after party.
Right, exactly.
So we go from this crying, miserable experience at the gravesite to somewhere awesome with kind of a... like a fun vibe with an open bar. And that's...
So you have to make the playlist for that, too.
And that is 5 to 8 hours long.
Wow.
So at 7 p.m., the funeral...
Start saving.
Will there be snacks?
No. Well, sorry, kids can't go to college. I'm saving for my funeral party.
It's going to be really... There'll be a smoke machine. It will be a real time.
We eat all your favorites, like little dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
Oh, like pigs in a blanket.
Yes!
Oh, it's only fair.
Oh,
little hot dogs and blankets.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yep,
there you go. Those are do's and don'ts for your funeral.
Okay.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.